Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As dawn approaches, Israel experiences cool and crisp weather. Jerusalem enjoys a mild morning, while Tel Aviv sees some early clouds. In Haifa, expect clear skies as the day progresses. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla. In the past hour, Iran signals that the current round of talks with the U.S. may be the last. The conflict with Hezbollah in Bint Jabal sees fresh exchanges of fire. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that earlier today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the nation on Iran and Operation Roaring Lion amid ceasefire negotiations in Islamabad. Also this hour. According to JNS, the IDF reports the elimination of 1,400 Hezbollah terrorists and the destruction of over 200 missile launchers. Secretary General Naim Qassem pledges to improve his group's position. Separately, Mariv reveals Netanyahu's assertion that Israel is now a regional and global power. He claims Iran's regime is struggling and Lebanon approached him for dialogue last month. And finally, from Israel Hayom, Erdogan's spokesman attacks Netanyahu, labeling him a criminal. This follows Turkey's lawsuit against 35 Israeli officials. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israeli member of Knesset Boaz Bismuth, posting just minutes ago, suggests that Iran may face further military action soon, as American forces remain deployed. Meanwhile, journalist Yashar Ali emphasized that the Persian Gulf has retained its name for over 2,500 years, responding to a debate on its naming. Breaking from Eitan Yacobi, in a recent post, thousands in Stockholm demand an end to Iran's Islamic Republic, highlighting rising dissent against the regime. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Walla report, Iran warns that ongoing negotiations in Islamabad could be the last, as tensions remain high at the Lebanon-Israel border. The situation underscores the fragile nature of regional diplomacy. Turning to Netanyahu's address from the Jerusalem Post, he reaffirmed Israel's commitment to counter Iran's nuclear ambitions while ceasefire talks continue in Pakistan. His speech aims to reassure both domestic and international audiences of Israel's strategic strength. Meanwhile, JNS provides insight into the IDF's operations against Hezbollah. The significant casualties and destruction of missile launchers mark a pivotal moment in the ongoing conflict. This development could shift the balance of power in the region. Next, from Mariv, Netanyahu's comments on Israel's growing power come amid reports of internal strife within Iran's leadership. His remarks highlight Israel's strategic positioning as negotiations with Lebanon unfold. Lastly, the Israel Hayom report on Erdogan's accusations adds another layer of complexity. This diplomatic rift could strain relations further between Israel and Turkey, impacting regional alliances. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business warns that the war clouds Israel's economic outlook. Experts express concerns over energy security following the Haifa refinery strike. Separately, CTEC reports that Team 8 is expanding its venture strategy initiative by appointing Aaron Dubin and Daniel Goldstein as partners. This move aims to foster growth in emerging technologies. And finally, Israel Hayom Business explores the rise of stablecoins. A simulation by S&P Global suggests significant growth potential, but also risks to the current financial system. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.